Good evening. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 8th, and tonight I'm going to be talking about, well, basically about the podcast, what the format of the show is going to be, what the general content is going to be, that sort of thing. I figured it'd be good to have an introductory episode where you, the listener, get to find out a little bit about what it is that I'm planning on doing and what you're going to be in for as far as the listening experience goes. Now, the name of the podcast is Kinky Crafter, and along that line, I'm basically planning on doing a weekly craft segment, probably going to be done over the weekend most of the time, and just because that's when I have the most free time. I'm also planning on doing a daily podcast that's probably going to be more, a little more personal, my thoughts and views on things, things that happen to be on my mind. I might discuss news items that I think are relevant, that sort of thing. Hopefully at some point I might be able to come up with some interviews that might be interesting or relevant. But in general, the daily podcast is going to be a lot more of my personal feelings, opinions, basically just whatever I feel like talking about on that particular evening. As far as subjects for the podcast in general, most of the things that I'm going to be talking about are going to be fairly heavily kink or BDSM related, just because that is the theme of the podcast. Probably not exclusive. I might occasionally geek out about some particular piece of technology or get really interested in something outside of the BDSM realm. But in general, I'm going to try to keep the podcast fairly focused. The craft segment specifically, I'm going to be talking about basically things that you can make that are related to your kink or BDSM activities. I'm going to be talking about woodworking, leatherworking, metalworking, that sort of thing in general. Also rope making, which is very, very large interest of mine. I'm expecting a lot of the topics to cover toys in general, as yesterday's Flogger craft segment covered. Hoping to eventually get into furniture and general accessories like leather cuffs, leather collars. I might cover chainmail at some point. And in general, there's a lot of fairly specific paraphernalia, for lack of a better term, that tends to go along with BDSM. And it tends to be rather pricey. So, pricey and impersonal. So if you're interested in either being able to get the toys that you want without having to pay a premium price for them, and you're not as concerned about the artistic value of the end product, or if you just happen to really like the personal connection that you can get with with using things that you make. Some people, myself included, just enjoy really getting hands-on and making the things that I want. I enjoy playing with a flogger that I've made myself more. So if you happen to be of a similar persuasion, hopefully the craft segments will be fairly useful and interesting to you. Let's see, other than craft, some of the topics that'll probably come up more in the daily segments. I'm planning on talking a bit about just my interests in general, and some of those are more relationship oriented. Talking about interpersonal communication, polyamory, different kinds of relationship dynamics that I've seen either work or fail horribly, and why. I'd also like to talk about some of my my personal philosophy, how I deal with people, how I deal with problems that I might have in life, and that sort of thing is probably going to veer away a little bit from some of the more directly related kinky or BDSM topics, but I still think it's very very relevant. And I plan on talking about some of the craft related hobbies and things that I enjoy. Some of those include spinning fiber for eventually making rope. I also like leather braiding. I've done some work with single tails and bull whips. I enjoy working with leather a lot in general. Also done a little bit of blacksmithing and metalworking along that vein, but not a lot of that lately. At some point I'll probably also veer on to sort of tangential topics, but still things that are very much related to my personal interests and whatnot. Some of the more focused personal interests that I have, they include straight razors. I'm a big fan of antique straight razors. I have a collection of them that I enjoy restoring, sharpening, and actually using. I also enjoy skydiving. Hopefully planning on getting back into that a little bit more lately. I've been a little sort of out of touch with that particular hobby since the last time that I went and broke my ankle. Unfortunately, that particular dive didn't go so well, but definitely interested in getting back into the sport, though. It's a very, well, let's just say that it's different than pretty much anything else that you can do in life. It's a hell of a sport. Other than that, I also enjoy classic cars. I've worked on a few classic cars in my time, rebuild some engines, things of that sort. Also fairly interested in computers and electronics in general. Like I said, I tend to kind of geek out a bit every so often on gadgets, computers, technology in general. At some point, I'll probably also spend a bit of time talking about podcasting in general, outside of my particular podcast. I plan on covering the audio equipment that I'm using, talking about some different topics, the things that I see other people doing that I like, the things that I see them doing that that I don't like. And that's about it as far as interests that immediately come to mind. But like I said, since the daily shows are going to be focused on whatever I happen to want to talk about at the time, it's really hard to say where that'll end up going. But I'm hoping that it'll be interesting and enjoyable to listen to. That's definitely my goal. I'd certainly love to hear any feedback from anyone out there that's listening to this that has any comments or suggestions. I can be reached at Evan, E-V-A-N, at kinkycrafter.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope you all have a good night.